words long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart words of life, words of hope. Give us strength, help us cope in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide.
Today's healing message topic is the true logos that we seek. I'll be reading from the King James Version of our Holy Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by our precious leader, Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, and also I'll be reading from miscellaneous writings. From the Holy Bible. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out into the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I called not. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written that men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Jesus answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of firstfruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, where ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. From Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. Divine science, the word of God, sifted the darkness upon the face of error. God, he is all in all. And the light of ever-present love illumines the universe. The true logos is demonstrably Christian science, the natural law of harmony which overcomes discord, not because this science is supernatural or preternatural, nor because it is an infraction of divine law, but because it is the immutable law of God, good, spirit, God has created all in and of himself. Spirit never created matter. There is nothing in spirit out of which matter could be made, for as the Bible declares, without the Logos, the Aeon, or Word of God, was not anything made that was made. The Bible declares, all things were made by him, the divine word, and without him was not anything made that was made. This is the eternal verity of divine science. Question: how can I progress more rapidly in the understanding of Christian science? Answer: study thoroughly the letter and imbibe the spirit. Adhere to the divine principle of Christian science and follow the behests of God, abiding steadfastly in wisdom, truth, and love. In the science of mind, you will soon ascertain that error cannot destroy error. You will also learn that in science there is no transfer of evil suggestions from one mortal to another, for there is but one mind. And this ever-present, omnipotent mind is reflected by man and governs the entire universe. You will learn that in Christian Science, the first duty is to obey God, to have one mind, and to love another as yourself. The divine principle or spirit comprehends and expresses all, and all must therefore be as perfect as the divine principle is perfect. Nothing is new to spirit. Nothing can be novel to eternal mind, the author of all things, who from all eternity knoweth his own ideas. Deity was satisfied with his work. How could he be otherwise, since the spiritual creation was the outgrowth, the emanation of his infinite self-containment and immortal wisdom? In the Gospel of John, it is declared that all things were made through the Word of God. And without him, the Logos, or Word, was not anything made that was made. Everything good or worthy, God made. Whatever is valueless or baneful, he did not make, hence its unreality. In the Science of Genesis, we read that he saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. The corporeal senses declare otherwise. And if we give the same heed to the history of error as to the records of truth, the scriptural record of sin and death favors the false conclusion of the material senses. Sin, sickness, and death must be deemed as devoid of reality as they are of God, good God. The spiritual import of the word imparts this power. But as Paul says, how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? If sent, how shall they preach, convert, and heal multitudes except the people hear? The spiritual sense of truth must be gained before truth can be understood. This sense is assimilated only as we are honest, unselfish, loving, and meek. In the soil of an honest and good heart, the seed must be sown, else it beareth not much fruit, for the swinish element in human nature uproots it. Jesus said, "Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures." The spiritual sense of the scriptures brings out the scientific sense and is the new tongue referred to in the last chapter of Mark's gospel. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Exodus 23. The first commandment is my favorite text. It demonstrates Christian Science. It inculcates the triunity of God, spirit, mind. It signifies that man shall have no other spirit or mind but God, eternal good, and that all men shall have one mind. The divine principle of the first commandment bases the science of being by which man demonstrates health, holiness, and life eternal. And now for miscellaneous writings. God is the only mind, and his manifestation is the spiritual universe, including man and all eternal individuality. God, the only substance and divine principle of creation, is by no means a creative partner in the firm of error named matter or mortal mind. He elucidates his own idea, wherein principle and idea, God and man, are not one, but are inseparable as cause and effect. If one, who could say which that one was? His ways are not our ways. The divine modes and manifestations are not those of the material senses. For instance, intelligent matter or mortal mind, material birth, growth, and decay. They are the forever existing realities of divine science, wherein God and man are perfect, and man's reason is at rest in God's wisdom, who comprehends and reflects all real mode, form, individuality, identity. Scholastic dogma has made men blind. Christ logos gives sight to these blind, ears to these deaf, feet to these lame, physically, morally, spiritually. Theologians make the mortal mistake of believing that God, having made all, made evil. But the scriptures declare that all that he made was good. Then was evil part and parcel of his creation? Philosophy hypothetically regards creation as its own creator, puts cause into effect, and out of nothing would create something whose nomenon is mortal mind with its phenomena matter, an evil mind already doomed, whose modes are material manifestations of evil, and that continually until self-extinguished by suffering. Here, revelation must come to the rescue of mortals to remove this mental millstone that is dragging them downward and refute erring reason with the spiritual cosmos and science of soul. We all must find shelter from the storm and tempest in the tabernacle of spirit. Truth is won through science or suffering. Oh, vain mortals, which shall it be? And suffering has no reward except when it is necessary to prevent sin or reform the sinner. And pleasure is no crime except when it strengthens the influence of bad inclinations or lessens the activities of virtue. The more nearly an erring so-called mind approaches purity, the more conscious it becomes of its own unreality and of the great reality of divine mind and true happiness. The ego that claims selfhood in error and passes from molecule and monkey up to man is no ego, but is simply the supposition that the absence of good is mind and makes men, when its greatest flatterer, identification, is piqued by him who compensateth vanity with nothingness, dust with dust. The mythology of evil and mortality is but the material mode of a suppositional mind, while the immortal modes of mind are spiritual and pass through none of the changes of matter or evil. Truth said, and said from the beginning, let us, spirit, make man perfect, and there is no other maker. A perfect man would not desire to make himself imperfect, and God is not chargeable with imperfection. His modes declare the beauty of holiness, and his manifold wisdom shines through the visible world in glimpses of the eternal verities. Even through the mists of mortality is seen the brightness of his coming. We must avoid the shoals of a sensual religion or philosophy that misguides reason and affection and hold fast to the principle of Christian Science as the word that is God, spirit, and truth. This word corrects the philosopher, confutes the astronomer, exposes the subtle sophist, and drives diviners mad. The Bible is the learned man's masterpiece, the ignorant man's dictionary, the wise man's directory. I foresee and foresay that every advancing epoch of truth will be characterized by a more spiritual apprehension of the scriptures, that they show their marked consonance with a textbook of Christian Science mind healing, science and health with key to the scriptures. Interpreting the word in the new tongue, whereby the sick are healed, naturally evokes new paraphrase from the world of letters. Wait patiently on the Lord, and he will renew your strength. In return for individual sacrifice, what a recompense to have healed through truth the sick and sinful, made the public your friend, and posterity your familiar. Christian Science refutes everything that is not a postulate of the divine principle God. It is the soul of divine philosophy, and there is no other philosophy. It is not a search after wisdom. It is wisdom. It is God's right hand grasping the universe, all time, space, immortality, thought, extension, cause, and effect, constituting and governing all identity, individuality, law, and power. It stands on this scriptural platform that he made all that was made, and it is good, reflects the divine mind, is governed by it, and that nothing apart from this mind, one God, is self-created or evolves the universe. And that concludes our healing message today and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting. Now we'll begin the meditation and prayer portion of our meeting by listening to an instrumental version of In This Very Room. Join together in praying aloud the Lord's Prayer. This will be followed by a musical expression of the Lord's Prayer. And now, all of us together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.